USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Johns Hopkins University says the coronavirus death toll in the United States is just over 400,000 people. That's far and away the most in the world, with Brazil sitting second at just over 210,000 deaths. The United States also leading the way with more than 24 million cases. Arizona is leading the nation in new confirmed cases of COVID-19. Dr. Richard Gray of the Mayo Clinic telling Fox News hospital workers are at their limits.
In this 23rd mile, they're on an uphill climb. So it's exhausting. And it's not just exhausting physically and having to care for so many patients. It is exhausting emotionally.
President Trump expected to spend his last full day in office issuing a slew of pardons and commutations. You're listening to USA Radio News.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The State Department is formally accusing China of committing genocide against Uyghurs and other Muslim minority groups. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo announced a decision on Tuesday, which is the strongest denunciation by any government against China.
The Chinese Communist Party has committed these crimes against humanity, is continuing to try and deny these people, not just the Uyghur Muslims, but other faiths as well, the simple capacity to continue to exist.
Pompeo saying the use of internment camps and forced sterilization practices are two ways Beijing is trying to destroy the Uyghur population. President-elect Joe Biden set to deliver remarks Tuesday night to honor victims of the coronavirus on the eve of his inauguration. He will be joined by Vice President-elect Kamala Harris as they address the nation at the Lincoln Memorial Reflecting Pool. Biden spending the night across the street from the White House before he's officially sworn in as the 46th president tomorrow. USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
Two U.S. Army National Guard members have been removed from security detail after the troops deployed to Washington, D.C. and were vetted and were found to have had extremist ideologies. U.S. Army intelligence officials saying there was no plot against Biden or members of Congress. Congressman Steve Cohen, he's a Democrat from Tennessee, suggested on Monday on CNN that Trump-supporting National Guardsmen should be vetted as potential security threats. Cohen saying the National Guard is mainly white and men, and only 20% of men that were white voted for President-elect Joe Biden. Veteran and Republican Congressman Michael Walls of Florida reacts to the comments made by Cohen on Monday.
Every veteran, every guardsman is offended by those comments. You know, it is not about the person. It is about the oath. They take the same oath as every member of Congress, those guards, men and women that are out there right now to support and defend the Constitution against all enemies. It's the definition of racism to stereotype an entire group based on their skin color and their gender. When you're out there conducting those missions, there is no politics. There's just your brother, your sister, your left, your right, and their fellow Americans. You don't even have a clue who anybody voted for. That doesn't even come into the equation.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.